Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Tonight's online chat on X, the social media site Elon Musk owns, between Musk and Donald Trump, got started 40 minutes late, Musk blaming a cyber attack, malware. Mr. Trump commenting on various subjects.
We're going to have the largest deportation in history of this country.
After the Harris Walls campaign releasing a statement describing the X show as self-obsessed rich guys who will sell out the middle class and who cannot run a live stream in the year 2024. Israel on high alert after bracing for an attack from Iran in retaliation for two high-profile assassinations allegedly carried out by Israel of Hamas and Hezbollah leaders in Iran. The surprise Ukrainian offensive into Russia has expanded into a second border region, says Ukraine's top military commander. It's the biggest occupation of Russian territory by a foreign army since the Second World War. Gasoline prices dropped some more over the past week, says the Energy Department. This is ABC News. Attorneys for a rapper are trying to have his conviction related to a killing in Compton overturned.
Knight's legal team plans to ask a judge to allow them access to law enforcement records that could indicate a racial bias violation in Knight's 28-year prison sentence. Knight's attorney Jasmine Mine says she plans to use data, including a report that found black people in California get harsher punishments than other races.
Mr. Knight also presented a few sample cases.
A hearing is set for later this month. Knight was sentenced in 2018 for fatally running over a man after an argument on the set of the movie Straight Out of Compton. Blake Trolley, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Research announced today suggests huge amounts of water under the Martian surface. Seismic measurements from NASA's InSight lander hints that the lakes and maybe oceans that used to cover Mars billions of years ago are now 7 to 12 miles below the surface. Data suggests there is enough water to fill a global ocean. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.fm.
Matt Nair on air.
We were talking about Donald Trump. He also said that he knows how to correctly pronounce Kamala Harris's name. He just chooses not to. And so I think that kind of opens it up for us to take some liberties.
Yeah. What would be your fix to the name?
Dave from New Berlin texting in Conald.
Conald.
Dump. Also, Calvin's was Donald Trump.
Who said there's a correct one?
Except, like, it's pronounced Kamala.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.